fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm here again today, really for the final time this week, with my lovely wife, Deb, who's been talking to us all week about a ministry she's involved in to help found called the Be Love Revolution, which is an outreach to young women, junior high age, high school, college, post-college, and helping them encounter the living Jesus Christ in his church, but also a pathway for them to not only encounter Jesus, but to grow as leaders, to grow as sisters in the Lord. It's kind of like Pope Francis described, a real community of missionary disciples. And so it's been an exciting week. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the program, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right on your computer or download them and listen to them on whatever device works for you. Welcome back, Deb.
Thanks. Good to be back.
We ended the program yesterday talking a little bit about some of the content that you present to the young women. Let's build on a little bit more today.
As we began to launch the Be Love Revolution, one thing that was clear to me as girls were moving from this experience of the Lord's love at Pine Hills Camp as junior high girls and into high school, which is such a difficult environment, pulling them in so many ways, they're discovering who they are and who they want to be, is they don't just need an encounter moment. They need practical tools for how to actually grow their faith, how to begin to live as disciples. And it needs to be geared toward where they are in their life. They're not adults yet. And so we began to say, what can we do first at camp to really equip them so that as they leave this wonderful bubble, this environment of faith, this greenhouse where they've grown, they really have the tools to continue to grow their relationship with the Lord. And that's really continued as we've looked at what should the content be for these high school girls. So we want to teach them how to pray. We want to teach them how to have a personal prayer time each day with Christ in a way that connects them in the power of the Holy Spirit with the tools and the gifting and the power they need really to overcome the world. So we teach them how to sit down with Scripture and how to look at Scripture and how to really listen to the Lord through Scripture. We really emphasize journaling, and we talk a lot about having a prayer journal, really speaking to the Lord in that way, in a way that feels very, very safe and very authentic and genuine. Talk a lot about relationship with the Lord as a friendship, and how do you develop a personal friendship with anyone? You need to spend time with them. You need to listen. You need to be attentive, you know, all those things. And so we're trying to put some of this in a real human context so they get what it means for themselves humanly. And prayer, personal prayer, is huge for them.
What are some of the main themes that you address, the challenges that they face? I know you try to go after. What would be some of the fundamental things?
Some of the little talks that we give to them and things we hit on are friendship, how to really establish friendship with one another. We talk a lot about social media. And sometimes when you say things too much to young people, they just kind of turn off because they're like, all right, we've heard enough about chastity or social media. We get it. So rather than trying to kind of hit them over the head with it, we just try and sprinkle the message throughout everything we say in a more positive sense. Like, to be love really means to be present to somebody. And then we say, what are some ways that we're not present? And then immediately, you know, the phones go up a screen. It's really hard to be present to someone when you're on a screen. We talk a lot about identity, about discovering who we are as daughters of Christ. And then we say to them, what are the messages you're hearing about who you are and where do they come from? Social media, screens. So we're allowing them to discover through conversation and through talking points, what are the things that really inhibit their growth in Christ and knowing who they are as daughters of God. So those are some big ones. We try and hit on some things that seem relevant to what's happening in the culture. Obviously, we talk about guys and dating and purity, talk about speech. We talk about goals for your life and how to really discern what God is calling you to. We talk about having a heart of service and a heart of love, and what does authentic love really look like, and why is that different than what the world is telling you what love is. So we want it to be super practical. We want it to be where they're living, so it's relatable for them, and they're always very short and very concise and just like 3 points that they can take away. And then we want each girl, when they leave, to have a challenge that they put before themselves for that week. whether it's to be on their phone less, whether it's to be reaching out to someone who's hard to love, whether it's emptying the dishwasher for your mom when you don't feel like it because it's a practical way of showing love so that they can come back and feel like, wow, I'm really growing in this and I have ways to really measure the fact that I'm trying to be love in the world.
What would you say to a mom who's listening or even a dad? They're raising daughters and the girls are struggling and they're struggling to communicate with their own children and feel frustrated, maybe even brokenhearted about the situation. And what would you say to them?
I'd say keep loving them no matter what, because fundamentally what these girls want is to be loved, and they're probably looking for attention or some of that love in the wrong places. I'd say continue to fight to get them to places and to people who can really communicate that love to them. I mean, it does take a village. It takes more than just two parents speaking into a child's life. And when you think about it, you may be speaking into their life, but think about all the other voices who are also speaking into that girl's life. And most of those are not positive voices. And so I think we want to be encouraging and building up, but we also want to hold the line, and we want to challenge our girls to really live a way that they're capable of and to really reach their potential as daughters of Christ. So I think dad is just as important as the mom, especially in the teenage years, to do that.
I know from our own experience, looking back now, we've raised four kids and did some things right, learned the hard way on other things. I think at a certain point we realized if we want our kids to grow in the Lord, we have to be as committed to using our energy, our time, our minds, our intention to get them to places of conversion or to bring around our family and to bring around them compelling people that they could engage with, just as committed as we were to get them involved in AAU basketball or extracurriculars at school. I think as parents sometimes we have a lot of anxiety that they not miss out on any of those other things so that they can be well-rounded and they can advance and maybe potentially get college scholarships, whatever it is. Those things are valuable and they're important, but usually what takes a back seat is the spiritual dimension.
It's really true. And if we place a higher value on the things of this world, that's what our children will value the most. And so we really need to communicate in the way, first of all, we live our lives as disciples, that the highest value is the kingdom of God. And kids will get that. And I think we're all made for more. Within us is a desire to be more. And what I would say to parents is, do not concede so easily to the culture. Yes, the culture is strong and it's forceful, but there's a different culture that we can help create and get our kids into that can really fight against it. And I can say this with all my heart, after 30 plus years of youth ministry, it's what they want.
It's really true.
Not just what they need, it's what they desperately want. And there is nothing more beautiful than watching a young woman come alive in Christ, knowing that she's loved and valued and accepted, and to watch her begin to extend that to those around her. And so I think we give in sometimes way too easily to the culture. It's a lot easier to say yes than it is to say no. But we have to do it sometime and draw some hard lines. And I'm hoping and praying our kids are thanking us for that now when we've had to do that in the past. But it does bear fruit. But it's a long haul. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It really is a marathon. And we get fatigued and tired and we give up and we give in. And we need to keep fighting. We need each other to remind each other it's worth the battle. It's worth the fight. So I just want to encourage parents, keep fighting for this.
You make a very good point that I think that young girls, young boys, when it comes to a fuller relationship with Christ and his church, they don't often see what that would look like. And what they do see, they're not attracted to, right? And so what I've seen, what we've seen over the years is when you have leadership that has a vision of where it can go and they're really confident out of your own relationship with Christ and living in his church that, wait a minute, we have gold here and we've got something that they may not see right now, but they long for. They long to know God. They long to be in relationship with others. They long to have an impact. They long to be engaged in the mission of the church. They just don't see how any of that is attainable. And so having a vision for them and actually leading them into it is really crucial. And you have to be able to have that conviction yourself. If you're not yourself living with the Lord and experiencing that yourself, you can't give away what you don't have, right? And so a real first step for some people who might be listening is to ask the question, where's my relationship with God? Where's my own engagement in the life of the church? And to say, how can I plug in to those conduits of life in the church and help my own faith come alive and catch a vision for what's possible for my own children.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't give what we don't have. And so often when I meet with moms, that's the first place I start is you need to draw closer to the Lord as well. And one of the beautiful things we've seen is girls who catch a vision for their life and really come to know the Lord are converting their families because their families are seeing something authentic and genuine in them, and that's calling them deeper into the Lord and the heart of the church. And I've seen young women who fall in love with Christ and they fall in love with the church. So we need to just continue to strive for holiness and to really love the Lord, then just to really pray for grace to really love our kids with God's heart.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the phrases we've used this week is Pope Francis is building a community of missionary disciples. Every diocese, every parish is meant to be a community of disciples. And what you've encountered at Be Love in a Way that I think is one of the most inspiring things I've been in touch with all these years is that the actual discipling piece is happening. The church exists to go make disciples of all nations. I mean, you've identified what is a disciple, what's normative for someone who is a follower, a learner of the life and the person of Jesus Christ, and then made a practical pathway for people to both encounter him, but then to follow him in that way. And I think asking ourselves, do I see myself as a disciple? Am I part of a community of missionary disciples as an adult, as a parent and others? Is that, am I living in that reality myself? Because I can't, as you say, I can't take them where I've never been myself.
No, exactly. I think that's true. One of the reasons I think the Lord is allowing fruit to come from this is because it really is a ministry of mentoring and discipling. It's great on some days when 100 girls show up, but if 20 girls show up, awesome. We're going to spend time with those 20 girls, and they're going to leave there knowing that they're loved and valued and cherished. And so a lot of people don't want to do that ministry because it takes a lot of work. I mean, it takes investment. These girls are up and down, and they're all over the place, and they're busy, and they're distracted, and they're growing up. And so it takes investment, and it takes time and energy to decide, I am with you, and I'm going to help see you through, and I'm going to help you know the Lord. And it's incredibly fruitful, but it takes time and energy to do that and investment, and we need to do more of that.
One of the themes this week is entering into a personal relationship with Christ, and a lot of people either don't understand what that is, or Catholics sometimes think, well, that's a Protestant way of talking, whatever. But there's a fundamental reality there, a living experience of God and knowing Christ that's so important. And recent popes have touched on it so much. He said, for example, Pope John Paul II said, it's necessary to awaken again in believers a full relationship with Christ, mankind's only Savior. Only from a personal relationship with Jesus can an effective evangelization develop. And I think that's a key part of what you're doing. We just have a few seconds left there. Would you like to just share some closing thoughts with us?
No, I think that is probably the most fundamental thing. And people say, well, how do you know this works? And I said, well, I've been doing this for 32 years, and I have young women who started out as a 13-year-old who are still involved in their early 30s who are living as disciples. And so it's that personal encounter with Christ, and it's growing a personal relationship with Jesus. That's where we need to lead them. That's where we need to keep them.
Thanks so much, Deb. It's been a great week. Thanks for all that you're doing, and may God bless the Be Love Revolution. Friends, don't be afraid to go to Be Love.
BeLoveRevolution.com.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.